so nice to have joining us in the studio here today. We have Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Jackson.
Did you have a good Christmas?
We had a phenomenal Christmas. We really did. We enjoyed each other's company. And it's always nice to have a Christmas where you can provide, you know, what the babies and the family want. But even more than that, when everybody is just so grateful for what they get, you know, whether they get exactly what they ask for, they get a little something extra or whatever, everything in between. So we had a great Christmas.
Yeah. I know you have a large family, so it has to be a pretty hectic in the Mahoney household around the holidays.
It is, man. It is a lot of ripping and running and, you know, trying to see people before. Right. We really like to spend our Christmases in the house, like, and not travel anywhere.
Yeah.
And just kind of use that as a holiday that we celebrate together as a household. Wake up. I made cinnamon rolls.
Oh yeah,
Christmas morning, and
secret recipe or from the can?
Secret recipe.
Oh wow,
secret homemade recipe, man.
Nice.
You know, so I got up. Well, it's funny because my daughter, my oldest daughter, when they got up at the butt crack of dawn, before the sun even came up, they all came down the stairs and woke us up, and my oldest daughter's like, I couldn't barely even go back to sleep because they all woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning, expecting to be able to come down and open gifts. They was excited. I'm like, I don't know how they woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning when they had just went to bed at like 11:30. They was up late.
That's crazy.
But we had a good day.
Yeah.
Had a good day. Chilled out.
My stepson was up at 3. We kept shooing him back to like 8 o'clock.
It's crazy, man. Kids be like, they got an internal alarm clock. Like, wait a minute. Today's the day. We've been asking for the last 18 days. Is it Christmas yet?
They'll sleep to noon on any other day, but on Christmas.
Listen, I, that morning I said, I wish I would wake up with this much excitement to go to school on Monday.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney joining us in the studio here today. And as we were talking before we went on, we've really, you and I have had some pretty heavy conversations the last couple weeks, which is good because that means the city's dealing with some very important stuff. I know we're going to touch on some important things, but I kind of want to have more of a lighthearted look back and approach to our conversation here today. And let's kind of do like a year in review with the city. Just a handful of the big items, big things that the city addressed over the past year. Just kind of jog our listeners' memory of some of the things that were addressed in the city.
You know, this is, it's been a phenomenal year. It really has. I mean, a lot of people ask me, Mark, well, is it everything you expected? And I tell people pretty quickly, my answer is always the same, that, you know, in all honesty, I came in with no expectations because I believe that when you take on a role of leadership and you have certain expectations, then you allow room for disappointment and failure. You allow yourself to be let down when those expectations are met. So what I came in knowing and understanding is that this is not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of work. And as long as I enjoy the work, whether it is enjoyable in the moment or not, that I'll you know, I'm staying committed to doing the work. And that doesn't always mean being happy about issues that we have to deal with, you know. So over the year, as I kind of looked back over the year, man, we've done a lot of great work.
Right.
I mean, we started the year with purchasing the new fire truck, you know, and we reopened fire station number 2, which is right over on the south side of Jackson.
Right.
We resurfaced Greenwood. That was, I think, pretty huge to be able to resurface Greenwood. That project seemed like it went by pretty quick to mill down and resurface Greenwood. It was closed for a while.
Well, I guess that's kind of your perspective, because I travel that way a lot. And I'm like, gosh, is this still going on? Why
seemed
am I
like
getting
it's taking forever.
Now?
I know it. And then that corner was shut down after that for a while for some work right there at 4th Street and that intersection. You know, so it took a while. But, I mean, in the when you look at the 94 corridor and how long that's taken in comparison to how quickly Greenwood got done, it was pretty quick.
Well, that construction, it's I think that just epitomizes when we say, every time we talk about construction, everybody says, just Just think how the roads are going to be when they're done. And yeah. and that right there, so much better now.
Yeah.
So much really better is. Now, even though we had to live through it for a long period of time. Because yep. my perspective seemed like it took a long time.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, it's so much better now that it's done.
It is. It is. I mean, and I think that that's kind of what I think, you know, myself and city manager and staff and council are all looking forward to being able to do is to try to, you know, catch our roads when they're in that space where it can just be milled down and resurfaced, which will provide another like almost 20 years worth of driving ability
right.
on that road versus waiting till the roads get so bad that they have to be completely redone,
mm-hmm.
Which is a much, much longer process and much, much more expensive. But we also approved like the brownfield plan for the development of the new Bigby over on Cooper and North Street.
Okay.
The much needed bridge replacement over a mechanic, my
yeah.
goodness, the bridge that will peel your truck back like a tuna can
yeah.
has that issue. Hopefully, has been resolved with the rebuild of that bridge,
right.
Reconstruction of that area.
That's one of the things. I guess I don't know because I'm not a truck driver, so I'm speaking mm-hmm. a little bit out of turn here. But I guess I kind of always thought you would know how tall your truck is, and you could see the signs. Before you
yeah.
go that way,
yeah,
you know.
Well, seems
and it's
like
an old
that.
Bridge. It needed to be done. It's an older bridge, but it
seems like that. But I think as a truck driver, when you drive multiple places,
uh-huh.
you kind of assume that most places have updated. There,
true,
because it's never like a semi that's trying to go through there.
Right,
it's always those box trucks
yeah.
or like a U-Haul that's just trying to get around to where it needs to go to make a delivery or something, and then all of a sudden they turn that corner, and we got another tuna can sitting under there.
Right,
you know, so that was and they saved the sign that was on the spray paint saying that's on the other side, which I thought was very thoughtful because I think that is I think a lot of people appreciate that that artwork, whether it's supposed to be there or not.
I know, yeah, I'll agree with you because it is vandalism,
that.
But that's something as opposed to like one-eyed aliens that are everywhere.
That's my goodness.
That's something that you look at and you're like, yeah. That is kind of cool.
Yeah, you disagree with that?
And
right?
you've got the Jackson skyline behind
and
it.
Oh my
it looks kind of cool.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like it belongs there. So that was cool that they were able to save that
yeah.
As well. Of course, we reestablished the ward boundaries for the city of Jackson. We approved a community garden ordinance to be able to allow for greenhouses inside the city. We received a grant from the State of Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund for the MLK Equality Trail project to put additional
yeah.
lighting and on the MLK Equality Trail all the way up to the city line.
Right. That connects with the county.
It does. Right,
right.
up to the yep, right out to the county. Out on Kibbe Road is where that extends to with the additional lighting for that trailway.
Yeah, and that's so nice. That just ends like little texture and feel to the county.
And,
it's
and
really
safety
nice.
Safety as
yeah.
well. You know, safety
right.
for people who are early morning joggers or bikers and late night walkers and people who are coming and going. Also for the kids who use that trail to get to and from like Parkside
mm-hmm.
Is why another reason I thought that was pretty important. We allocated $2.5 million of ARPA funds to do the food incubator, which
mm-hmm.
That project is moving along. It's been a minute since we've talked about that.
Yeah,
but that project is moving along pretty decently. I mean, we are in the middle of bidding and purchasing the equipment that'll go in there, and the plan is to get the elevator put in
okay.
so that the elevator can be used to take the equipment up and down opposed to having to use steps to take it up and down. So
is, Is the plan to get the equipment, elevator, all that in place, or do we have someone who's ready to get in there and start working right now?
All the above.
Okay.
All the above. So the plan is to white box that first floor, so that it can be utilized for whatever, whether it be like business pop-ups or, events or whatever it happens to be used for. Mm-hmm. And then have that lower level, of course, for those who are aspiring food entrepreneurs and a training center for some of the businesses that are in our downtown area, those restaurants to be able to utilize for training facilities for new and future employees.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be a great addition.
Cool.
We replaced the HVAC system at the Bull Center. And all of that was just in the first quarter, Mark. That was just the first quarter of the year.
Well, and the Booth Center seems to be the gift that keeps on giving, because there's more information coming out this week about what's going to be happening there. So
there is. Mm-hmm. There is. Booth Center is coming along great. I think it's going to be it's always confusing when you have a park and recreation center that has two different names, because mm-hmm. we've got the Booth Center that's at Loomis Park.
Right.
All the upgrades happening are all around Loomis Park, mm-hmm. right? But then there's some phenomenal things happening for the Booth Center as well, you know. So I'm really excited about the entire project over there that's happening, and what that's going to do for the community and the kids who enjoy that park. And there's a lot of senior programs that happen at the Booth Center, and you know, it's just it's a staple in the community,
right?
that's needed this facelift that it's getting right now.
Right.
So
it's just a great park, great location.
It really is.
Right in the middle of a neighborhood, right along a busy street too. So
yep.
it's just wildly popular for so many to use.
Yep. Yes, it is. Absolutely. So we also, of course, approved the sale of the Hayes Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Right. I don't know what that laugh is about, man. It's gonna happen.
This is
that sounded like a laugh of doubt.
I think, Daniel, this is a conversation that's been going on since probably, I don't know, you were five.
not that long, but you know, I hear what you're saying here.
This is
what I'll say,
yeah.
though.
Okay.
I believe in speaking things into existence.
Okay.
This is something we talked about prior to, we've been talking about this prior to the point that it's at right now, that, hey, we're going to get that building back up and running.
Yeah.
And things seem to continue to fall in place. In fact, I was just talking to the city manager about the project, and Jay Jeffers is scheduled to be at our January council meeting to provide an update from their perspective.
Okay.
I don't think they waste time or resources to come see us if they weren't still interested in continuing to push and move forward in this project. I've got great expectations that
right.
this project is going to get done.
Well, what's been the problem in the past then, when we've had other groups, other businesses from Lansing coming down looking mm-hmm. at it, and they're like all gung ho, and all of a sudden nothing happens? Is it just
so
the grand scope?
I can't speak to that,
okay.
you know, in all honesty, because I wasn't here to know what made those different developers get to a certain point and say, we got to back out of this. But what I can speak to mm-hmm. is this being the right recipe for right now.
Okay.
When Jay Jeffers Group came up and looked at the building, you know, they looked at it, I think, briefly before. This time it was a little bit more in depth, and we had the MEDC up here at the same time, and the guys from our economic development department, mm-hmm. we all kind of took a tour. We sat down for a meeting with them, took a tour, and, you know, as we stood outside and chatted, they were excited, even after seeing in person in a little more in depth
mm-hmm.
the beast that they were looking at.
Right.
And they were even more excited. And I think the words that made me most comfortable with saying, hey, I think this is going to go through, is they said, this is exactly the kind of project that we live for.
Cool. Okay.
This is what we do. These are the buildings that we find to invest in, to redevelop, to bring back to life.
Cool.
So they know it's a yeah. big feat, but I also think that it's the right recipe, because the necessary help to make sure that the funding gaps are filled are all there. Mm-hmm. And we're just waiting for a few more pieces to fall in place in this entire puzzle of getting this deal completed and being able to have them start the project. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll talk more about this, of course, after the next meeting. I'm excited to hear an update from Jay Jeffers and, you know, find out where things are on their end. And look forward to continuing this conversation until we see it through. But I can't say that. I think that is the biggest difference that I see right now is the recipe is right for the group that's trying to do it. The investments that they've made in other buildings that are not exactly like this, but similar, that they've done redevelopments of this size. And I think the additional thing that's different is in the past, it's always been looked at to do another hotel there. And then businesses, developers find out that the numbers just don't add up to make it a worthy investment to do a hotel. And this group came in with a little bit different plan. So,
okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, we're looking. I don't think there's not one person in Jackson that doesn't want that to succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most people want that building to be viable, to be an active part of downtown Jackson again.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's been a long history of close and then not happening, and then not happening. So I'm with you. I hope it comes through. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think it's, I think it would be the icing on the cake of the change that downtown Jackson has seen over the last 10 years. I really do. I think it's one of the last staple pieces in the downtown area that needs to be reactivated. And I think seeing it reactivated is going to bring even more life to downtown. So I'm excited about it.
Good deal. Elsewhere from 2022, what are some other things that
Well,
on our list?
We had a department name change. We went from the NEO department or Neighborhood and Economic Operations Department to the Community Development Department. Of course, we adopted our budget somewhere around May for 2022-2023. We amended our Chapter 14 Code of Ordinances to align with the International Property Maintenance Codes. Purchased a couple new vehicles like the salt spreader, which is very useful for this time of year right now.
Right. Yeah,
if anybody ever questioned why we bought one of those, just look outside.
especially last week.
Purchased a property over on MLK in Prospect with the intention to use it for building a grocery store on Jackson Southside, which has been probably in ask for almost as long as the Hayes Hotel has been questioned about when it'll be reactivated. And I think this is the year that we will see ground being broken for that to actually happen. This will be the year for that to happen. That's been something that's been sought after by that part of the community for at least 20 years.
Well, not just Jackson, but so many cities are in desperate need of fresh food, produce,
absolutely,
available at affordable prices within the city limits. It'd be so nice if Jackson could add that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we also had the neighborhood impact presentation that John Willis did for council, and he's done that presentation, I think, many other places now at this point to kind of express the loss that was taken by Jackson Southside over the years, the intentional divestment in that portion of the community, and just a way to express the necessary reinvestment that we're trying to do in that portion of town right now. Then shortly after that, we approved the Loomis Park Playground Project. We allocated $4.5 million to the MLK Corridor Authority. We did some repair work over at the water treatment plant. We approved the TIF plan for the MLK CIA. What else? This is one that I think people who are avid gardeners will appreciate, that we approved a resolution to do what's called No Mow May. So
okay.
That's where you actually are allowed to let your grass grow a little longer for those early season pollinators to be able to have homes and habitat.
Interesting. Okay.
In the grass, because that's where they house at.
Right.
In the beginning of the season. So, I think that's going to be pretty cool to have in place. We hired our group violence intervention coordinator, Ms. Cheryl Ragland. And that program is taken off, for the police department in an attempt to continue our efforts towards reducing violence in the city of Jackson, as well as, I sat on the committee at a summit to reduce violence, which I think was very effective, and at least helping our efforts. In fact, we've got our committee back together right now, and we are planning for the second, annual summit to reduce violence, which will take place in April of next year. We approved an expansion to Ella Sharp Golf Course Clubhouse. And then, of course, at our last meeting, all the work we did around homelessness and also improved the social district for downtown Jackson, and have 8 businesses who have signed up. So cool. A little over 50% of the businesses in the downtown area have signed up to be a part of that. So that's about to
just a few
rough
things.
Recap of the few things that we've done.
Just a few things.
It's a lot more. Of course, I made several appointments to the boards and committees that we have, and a ton of proclamations over the year. I married somebody.
Oh,
this
really?
Year.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Man. I got.
Was that the first time you've been able to do that?
It is.
How'd that feel,
man? Let me tell you how it went. My best friend called me.
Yeah.
And he recently gotten engaged. Shout out to my boy Brian. He's been my brother since literally first grade. He got engaged, Mark, and I told him, I said, well, if I'm not the best man, I'm not coming to the wedding. And he's like, well, yeah, of course. So then he calls me back about a week later, and he's like, hey, man, I want you to be the best man, but I've been thinking about it, man. You're the mayor now, so, like, why don't you just marry us?
That's pretty cool.
And I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, I think you can. I said, I'm gonna look into it. Let me look into it. So I looked it up, and the powers vested to me by the state of Michigan allows me to marry people anywhere inside of Jackson County, which is pretty cool. So anywhere inside of Jackson County, I can marry people.
Well, we should get you a booth at the Bridal Expo coming up.
No, thank you.
No, okay. All right. I only have a couple minutes left here. I've got like about a minute left. I want to ask you, with this being your first year as mayor, you came into the role well-connected. You came into the role with a little bit of experience because you're a county commissioner beforehand in local government. So how did that prepare you? Can you compare, contrast real quick for us between county and city? And
well, I have to give a big shout out to Chairman Steve Shotwell. I think the biggest thing that I took with me is how to properly run a meeting, I think it was great training grounds for me to understand how government works. While very different from county government, it's very similar to county government in a lot of different ways, and understanding how governmental budgeting works, and things that you have to pay for and things that you just should pay for because it's good service to the community. And ultimately, I think people who are in this position of being an elected official are public servants, and that is the biggest thing that I come with, is a heart to serve the almost 30,000 people in this city of Jackson, so including the business owners and everybody else who's a part of our community in general. So it was great training grounds. It really was. It was great training grounds. I think we got a great council. It's been a phenomenal year to serve with everybody, and we got a great staff, great city manager, great people who support the work that we do.
Jackson Mayor Daniel Mahoney joining us. Daniel, we're out of time. We got to roll.
Hey, thank you, Mark. And thank you, Jackson. It's been a phenomenal year.